from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We go down the tough road, Stoney. Toyota Tundra.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man, we got a lot going on right now. I got to bring Evan in pretty quickly to this. So,
call the cops.
We were having a little fun. After game two of the NBA Finals, Brandon Pajemski, Warriors rookie guard, going to be the second year.
PP!
Just asked the question of Luka Doncic. I don't know. We want to do it one more time. Let's just do it one more time in case people are. It's funny. It's amusing. Just take it.
I got to play it for Willard and Dibs, too.
Yeah, we'll do that. So this is going to be Brandon Pajemski after game two in Boston, sitting in the first row of the press conference. And here's what happened.
Brandon from the Warriors. Obviously, big fan of your game, someone who I look up to and model my game after. And some that I kind of stood out to me is, you know, obviously they're making you play a lot of isolation ball, and you do a really good job of, you know, using your off arm to, you know, get by people. But I also think you're really good at, you know, creating an advantage and keeping an advantage, and you're really good at, you know, keeping guys on your hip, and it makes the help defender kind of have to pick and choose what they give up. Just want to ask, you know, where you kind of got that from, and what's your thought process once you beat your initial defender?
All right, so it's funny. First of all, I do think the question was a good one, really good one. He buttered him up like we all do.
Probably like, you got any coaches? For real, like, dude, you're my Evan. But Evan, for real,
he did catch himself. He's like, I'd like to learn. I'd like to ask.
There you go. He did.
All right, this is from the 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Guys, the NBA selected a few young players to be NBA correspondents and ask questions.
Now I feel a whole hell of a lot better.
It had to be something like that. But there's a couple. Now there's some great ones coming.
Now that just ends everything.
Somebody said, you know, we're joking around about, why can't Pajemski ask Curry or Clay or Draymond? And somebody on the 650 Xfinity mobile text line goes, oh, yeah, Steiny. Pajemski's going to say, hey, Draymond, when you try to score, never mind.
That's a four.
When you try to score, never mind.
But that makes sense now if that's fact, Steiny. All right.
What about the one from the 510, the question to Guru?
The one about iconic duos?
No, something about I'm their hero. How do I get Thursdays off? Dude, I was taking care of my wife. Come on now. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the one where it said, name a more iconic duo than Guru and overreacting about non-issues.
That
now, why are you laughing?
Well, because this would. I mean, I think.
But
it's
now fun. I feel better if I could see the NBA doing that.
Yeah,
because we have an issue in the office.
Yeah, though. We got it. Does it deserve the breaking news sounder? I said it does. This pisses me off.
There is not a bigger technical foul that you can commit as a coworker than eating someone's food out of the refrigerator, which I just went and found out during the commercial break that somebody did, probably from down the hall, who probably works at nights, and I hope they're listening to the show, because number one, that's a foul. Number two, they only ate half of it, and the only thing that I was actually looking forward to is a piece of steak that I saved from yesterday, or 2 days ago, and it is now gone, and I'm pissed.
This is an epidemic. It runs rampant in corporate offices. How can the person even enjoy eating the food knowing it's not theirs?
Okay.
So essentially, you're stealing.
You know how I am with these kind of things. I need a lot more details.
Evan was hot.
First of all, when he came in during the break, he was so mad. He goes, is there a bigger? I'm like, what the hell is he? Anyway, so, there's some extenuating circumstances. I hate to do this, but it's what I do.
All right, Pods, ask me a question.
All right, so, well, here's an observation I made. Yesterday, Evan, I saw the plate of food that Evan was referring to, right? He had a paper plate of food and then another paper plate atop of it to
cover
it.
That's how you do it, yeah.
Okay. And I saw him take it out, and I guess he must have eaten half of it and put the other half back in the fridge. The food, however, was not brought in by Evan. The food was part of a smorgasbord, a buffet, if you will, that Jack's restaurant had brought in for everybody to eat. So they had some chicken, some steak, some salad, some ravioli.
Give me the meat.
Maybe a muffin or two. So the food.
The burglar might have thought it was community property.
The food that Evan said was his was only his because he put it on a plate. It was.
Which you, by the way, admitted to me yesterday, Steiny. That's a heads-up play.
I did. I said, that's a great call. Save it, like, make it a plate and saving it for the next day.
But now I feel like Evan, it still hurts, but I feel like that person didn't do it. No, I'm about to jack somebody for their food. They're thinking that's just somebody put a cut, you know, the leftovers. Evan, I'm sorry,
but
man.
If it's not yours, why would you eat it?
Yeah, you're hungry.
That's still the question.
I mean, honestly, you're starving. Hey,
yeah, so am I.
I'm not saying I would
do it.
I need
a ride. I can't steal a car. Yeah, I don't want to walk. But hey, Evan was hot.
I know he was.
Yeah, because I'm hungry.
Dude, that stinks.
I'm actually hangry.
We used to. Yeah.
I love that. First time I heard about it.
You know what? You could have put a sign on it.
You got to put your name now. Evan.
Well, I remember living with a bunch of guys in college. We're six guys.
That's gone.
Well, no.
I'd come home on one. We'll fight. What if the note? I'm hungry.
My buddy Neil Phillips, he went to Harvard, so we'd have food in there.
Whoop.
He had orange juice, and I was so thirsty, and I grab it, and he had a note on it. It said, take hit, leave much.
Wow.
So he was like, go ahead and take a couple sips. Just make sure that there's some here you leave me with.
Did Evan tell you about we had a little dust up last Friday?
Oh.
We talked about it, but I was in your seat, so my stress level was the roof. So we had Matt Barrels on. This is how I saw it. So Matt Barrel gave us the nugget of, if Ayuk's fines might not be forgiven by the Niners like they did with Bosa.
All right.
So we did the interview and went to break. It was a long day, and you know, I was butchering everything left and right. So in my world, I feel like the meter was building up, right?
Right.
So Evan came in during the break, and he did his hands like this to me and Larry. He goes, the takeaway, and I just saw the hands, and Evan's energy was like that. I said something to the effect that first time ever, Evan, I don't like your energy.
And I backed down.
And Evan, Larry was looking like, but I had to I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, man, but it was so funny. We hugged, we had a good time. But
I used the hands that I used, Steiner. Remember when I asked you, how can I help you?
Yeah, it's the commercial. Like, and I'm not saying it's the Trump hands.
No.
You know how he has him out in front and always does the thing? It's I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, because like that. Like it was from the other 20 things I messed up on. I go, Evan, you know what? I don't like your energy. I was over here. He licked at me, I licked at him. We ended up at the cafeteria.
I mean, you have a couple nice drops from Guru hosting, don't you? Are they at your fingertips? You played them for me on Wednesday.
Well, we do have a lot of them. Yeah. Hold on here.
Wow, both of you. Wow. Well,
no, I didn't.
You saying break them out.
We can take it.
Evan said we got a lot.
What about this one?
Time for the legal. That was doing the...
Now, that's funny. Just your tone. I wasn't your inflection.
That was with the guys. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't drive all the time. Guru, that was the worst breaking news. Shut up! All right, I'm embarrassed now. Let's move
That's
on.
That's great.
Evan, we got to find who ate that food. Put it back. Steak.
Here's where you know what? Like, you actually don't want to find out.
They only ate the protein. That's what pisses me off. It's like, you're right. It is not technically my food, but if you're going to eat it, just take all of it. But to pick and choose what to pull off of someone else's plate, I feel like it's more disrespectful.
Oh,
here's the problem. You watch. You're going to find out it's either Langford or like Pittman.
No, Langford wouldn't do that. He'd build
What about
Langford.
Pittman?
Yeah.
Look at him. He's a big boy. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go to Ian in Berkeley. What's going on, Ian? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment. I thought Brandon Pajenski was hilarious and, you know, give me more of that. You know, he should be maybe a journalist, maybe an investigative journalist, and you know, perhaps he could discover who took Evan's food.
Wow, there you go.
That's a four.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
Now it says they also, and I don't you. Even, help me out, they also had the Thompson twins asking questions.
Which, like the band or the actual players?
I'm throwing it to you two.
I think it's Ausser and Amon.
Asar and Amon.
Okay, all right.
The kids from San Leandro.
Brandon knew that. That makes sense, Donnie.
It does make sense.
All right.
It does make sense.
Shout out BP.
I still have a million questions. I wonder if Luca really knew who he was, though.
And we'll never find out. We could ask BP when next time we see him.
Brandon from the Warriors.
That was great.
Oh, man. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. 12:15. Okay. We're getting there, Goo. We're getting there. You sent me a text on the thread, which I found interesting and that I'm going to need you to expand on. And it simply said this. The Warriors need Clay if they want to win.
Yeah.
Guru sent me a text and the thread this morning, and it said, guys, the Warriors need Klay Thompson if they want to win. And so I waited till now to say, why would you say that?
I've been watching these games.
Okay.
And no matter what move any team makes, it's all predicated, Stoney, on hope. H-O-P-E. You hope it works out. And Boston, the trade for Drew Holiday has worked out to a point they might be on the cusp of a dynasty. Neither here nor there. Klay Thompson is a four-time champ, Steiny. He compliments Steph Curry better than anything you can get in here just in one season. And the moves that the Warriors need to make, because you need to make some, have to include Wiggins or they have to include Kuminga. My fear is you mess around and let Klay Thompson get out of town, you don't have the antidote of shooting. I don't think you could go get anybody that could give you 39% from three, rounded up as 40. So I'm looking at this thing like you need continuity between the big three, and then you need some additions. But my God, I'm looking at this roster. If you're telling me you're going to go into next October, late October, November to start the season with some changes, and you have not replaced the shooting from Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, Steiner, you are weaker. You are weaker than you've ever been with the inception of the Splash Brothers. So I'm saying this hoping that Klay will have a better season than he had last year. But if he shoots at 39, 38% from three, that clip, that's fine enough if we go fix what ails us around the team. So shooting is at a premium. Boston has it. The Warriors had it. But if if Klay Thompson can, Stoney, I'm being real, just give us 38, 39 from deep, we got to go fix the other areas, but we cannot say we got replacement in-house for Klay Thompson's three ball. If we're going to go into games and it's predicated on Curry, we're going to, one, be easier to stop. Two, we'd be dumb to think somebody else could shoot it at that clip that's on the team now and hasn't done it. So if the Warriors are really trying to maximize this window in the next 2 years, Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, has to be a part of it. That's just how I feel.
I'm not advocating for Klay not to be here. I'm not advocating for Klay to be here. But for you to say the Warriors need Klay
right.
if they want to win, I vehemently disagree with. That's the same stupid rationale that got you Draymond Green for four more years. I am, like, you know how you always like to say, don't rob somebody of great.
Yeah.
You cannot rob the Warriors of the idea that they could get better if Klay leaves and they do other things. It's absolutely within the realm of possibility.
I'm going to put it right on the table. I'm ready to say Klay Thompson shooting 38% from deep, even if you want to say that was a bad year, is bringing more to the table now to this team than Draymond Green. I said it. I mean it. It's no shade at Dre. It is what it is. I need that three ball to go with Steph Curry more so now than what we believe and what we think what we saw and witnessed. Okay. That has gone bye-bye. You didn't make the playoffs. That's on everybody. But all this, oh, Draymond's doing this and that, bringing the ball up, it missed me, Steiny. And you can get another guard in here to take those duties away from Steph bringing the ball up to spare him and keep him juiced. But I'm telling you, if it were up to me, Klay Thompson shooting 38% from three is giving me more than what Draymond Green is giving me at this juncture with who he's on the floor with. Because Kevon Looney, it looks like, is about to go bye-bye. I don't even know if that's the, like, I don't even know if we're in a place to where the Warriors can afford to say we got a guy that could keep possessions alive with the offensive rebounding and grab some on the defensive end. I don't know if the Warriors have failed Looney or has Looney failed the Warriors. I'm going to go with the Warriors have failed Looney for not knowing what he is and who he is and finding a way for him to coexist. But it looks like he may be the odd man out. Don't let Klay leave, Stoney, because I don't think they can replace a shooter of his caliber on a good day to put next to Steph Curry. I really believe that, and that's why I've done a little bit of a 180, Stein. I've had time to be by myself.
Shouldn't have.
I think the Warriors are going to find a way to get Klay to stay, and he wants to stay. I could be to you. I get it.
No. 888-957-9570. Some people sometimes say that I disagree with Guru at times just to disagree with him. I totally disagree with you.
I believe you.
And this is what I wonder. I mean, you've acknowledged you changed your mind. Okay, so the first thing is, you don't think there's a scenario which the Warriors could be better without Klay Thompson. Knowing that they'll probably make other moves and
on a good day, Stoney, to know. Now, if you go hit a grand slam and there's no Klay, and you're talking about Jimmy Butler or somebody else, okay, that could happen.
Okay.
But how I'm looking at everything, you know, playing out right now, how do you replace that?
Well, I'll tell
just
you,
forget his name, that shooting, Stoney.
Well, first of all,
that's your identity.
First of all, he was on the team last year, shot whatever percentage he shot, and they didn't make the playoffs.
I give you that.
Okay, so.
And so was, and I'm not making this about Draymond versus Klay, so was Draymond Green to that effect. How do you replace that?
Well, that's where I would be like, what are you watching? I mean, I'm sorry. This may be harsh, but the reality is, and come down my road, Klay's either going to re-sign here or he's going to walk. And I'm not sure there's a huge difference either way. I think if he walks, you'll obviously have to address some areas. I think if he stays, problems aren't solved. No, what problem solved?
I wasn't saying that. I prefaced it with you still need to make some serious moves, but the Splash Brothers, Stoney, that's who you are right now. And you want to just have Curry, Lou? Like, you just want the team not to be able to get on a heater and have two dudes clicking at the same time? But I know what you're doing, and I'm not mad at you. You really think there's the Clay is, like, we've seen the best of them.
But kidding.
But the Warriors are at, but 38% is 38%. And I don't want to make my thesis about Clay staying about that. But Steiny, how could you imagine a world where he's not there and they don't replace that shooting? Then what are we doing?
Well, then they're in trouble, obviously.
But they're in trouble anyway.
But what I think is unfair is, you know, and we can decide who's a great player and who's not a great player, this, that, the other thing, but just like a guy that Evan brings up a lot. If Klay Thompson walks tomorrow and somehow you get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, like, you're better. Like, he's better than Klay right now.
Now, that I wouldn't be mad at that.
But, I mean, go ahead and flame me, but if Klay walked and you acquired Grayson Allen, I'm not sure you'd be worse. I'm not.
And the other thing,
and I love this one because people think I can't stand Draymond, and sometimes I can't. Draymond's more impactful than Klay when he plays.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. 888-957-9570. We can jump into it. A couple doozies. I feel like those are doozies.
Okay.
I'll just be honest with you.
Let me give you some mustard, and I didn't say it.
All right.
No matter what the Warriors are trying to do, and obviously they're trying to win before Steph Curry and the Big Three are done, it's a shot in the dark, and you're operating from a point of disadvantage. It being this long, and you still thinking these guys can do it, I think the continuity and the fact that Klay, Steph, and Dre have won before together means something. And if everything were to go their way, or 85% their way, the fact that Klay is part of the system and knows it like the back of his hand, I think that means something, as opposed to saying, hey, Caldwell Pope, this will be your first year with the Warriors. Not that it couldn't work, and not that I'm saying I would be out on that, or Grayson Allen. That's when now you're just, it's a broken vase. You put some Elmer glue on one hole, then there's another hole. Like, the continuity of Klay and Steph, to me, that means something, man.
It means nothing. That's what I would say now.
Well,
I mean,
you could say last year got him no playoffs.
I mean, it means to me the continent. Yeah, it means they won four titles a while ago.
And people telling me, "Goose, stop it! Klay's done."
I think. Well, I'm not saying Klay's done,
but he's done being two-way Klay, and we all accepted that.
How many minutes a game is he playing under your scenario?
27, 28.
Oh my gosh!
Like, if you had to bet now, just it's a gut feeling. Do you really think he's gone?
Because
if he stays, he's playing 27, 28, or more than that.
No,
there's no, he ain't taking no, hey, I'm just want to stay. And Steiny, he's a fat, I just, people, terrible take.
I think it's pretty bad.
I don't.
And you know, like in the past, like this is one of those where, you know, 3 years ago, I'd be, you got to be kidding me. I'd almost get defensive. I'd be like, you're crazy. But our friendship has been forged through fire, and now it's just like, oh, come on. Really?
2 for 56, 28, get it done.
For who?
Klay.
What happened to Goo?
No, I've been watching.
This is where, like, I don't want to be the bad guy here. Right. At 888-957-9570. Give me the meat.
Yeah, that's great.
If somebody wants to be the bad guy, I'm not going to be the bad guy.
Steiny, he still has the one weapon in his tool belt league is about.
Does he?
38%.
Yeah, you know what?
And that ain't 100 shot attempts. That's a whole lot
of
them.
Right, and you know what? I think there's a big difference between 39% when, in essence, you're going 4 for 10, 3 for 9, 5 for 12, 4 for 10, as opposed to 9 for 13, 2 for 9, 3 for 13.
Okay, I got something
like,
for you.
Right. You lose 2 out of 3 of those games right. automatically when Clay goes 1 for 9.
Tell me what you'll give me for this, if it, a nickel. What if what is around Clay got better to where his shot quality got better?
Wow.
When you got other threats on the court, and this, I love Moses Moody, you know that. But just imagine when Clay's out there with Moody, Looney, Pods, nobody's doing anything to give them that. And again, Stoney, it's basketball, there's a defense, there's no perfect shot. But I'm saying, what if Steph, that's why I say, if you put him in Philly, if you put him in Milwaukee, where you got guys like Giannis driving and kicking, Stoney, that's, even LeBron, that's, he doesn't have that now. And he still mustered to get 38%. I'm not saying he's perfect or he doesn't have any flaws. The dude can get on fire still with the best of them.
Help me.
You got to go.
Help me, Warrior fans. 888-957-9570.
I don't want him gone now, Scott.
You heard my partner. I open phone lines. If I come back and there are no phone calls, then I'm going to say, Guru, you're on to something. Can't be the case, can it? Hey, what's coming up on the game? Coming up right around the corner is your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. Listen at 12:30. That's on the other side to win this 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. It's all presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
You actually know Latin.
I mean, I'm all amasamat. Vinny Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered.
I don't say this often, but you are impressing me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Matt Steinmetz back
that
with...
That was a bar.
With Daryl the Guru Johnson. Oh, there it is. You know what that means. It is time to give away a 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. The number, it's the contest line, 415-523-4652. Caller number 7, right now to the contest line, gets a 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. And this is the part that I didn't realize until yesterday. It says, plus you can join Guru for a day at the race, racetrack on Saturday, June 29th.
I'll be there.
All right, so there you go. You want to watch some horse races with Guru? 415-523-4652. Caller number 7. You get a 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair, and you can join Guru for a day at the racetrack if you want on Saturday, June 29th. You don't have to go that day, but if you want to, then you take that 4-pack, go on Saturday, June 29th, and go watch the ponies with Guru. One last time, 415-523-4652. Caller 8, 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair.
Bang, bang. Speaking of ponies, real quick, Stoney. Yeah. You know, I say I try to live my life to where I don't have any regrets.
Right.
But that list is so long. I'm on the other side of the paper. But I don't know if Evan told you or I told you when you got back. Golden Gate Fields had their last race Sunday. I had 10 friends go. Evan went. Any memories, just real quick here, for you at the Golden Gate Fields? Because I grew up there, Stoney. 49er Frankie and I betting on the ponies.
I've been there. Okay. Not recently, but Dollar Sunday beers, right?
So you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, the cups, they're small plastic cups, but nevertheless.
Look at you.
Nevertheless, it's a great, great bargain. Okay, if you're just joining us, there's a lot going on right now. A lot. Evan Giddings, our producer, had some food saved in the refrigerator, and he's legitimately not happy because he's starving. Somebody ate apparently half his food and then put it back. Now, I think something has occurred since this, and I think I know who maybe ate your food.
Well, my boy Tone, if you guys allow me to insert some evidence, he says they were definitely white. I said, why would you say that? He said a brother would have ate it all. I said, damn, Tone, you can't say that. But that's how he looked. He said they were dead. So we can, all the brothers and sisters are off, Stoney. He said they must be white. So,
well, based on the Odyssey demographic, he's probably correct.
Yeah, we can. So Bonte's out. Joe Hawks is out.
There you go.
A few others.
Man.
So the one stipulation with somebody taking Evan's food is 2 days ago we had Jack's of Jack's Restaurant and Diner Restaurant, one of our sponsors. They came in to do some business, and they always bring food in. So they brought in some chicken and some lamb and some ravioli, a salad, a bunch of stuff. It was it. So Evan, when that day was over, before he left, he fixed himself a plate of the Jack's food and then put it in the refrigerator. And so yesterday he started to eat it. And I said, "Wow, that's a great call. I should have thought of that." Meaning, get the leftover food and save it for yourself.
Hey, let's go.
Now, he didn't bring it in from home. Like I said, it was from Jack's. I think we may know who did it.
Do tell.
Because I got a text from Dan Dibley, and it said, "Evan has no beef."
That's a four.
Pun intended.
Yes. That's a four.
Now, how can I not ask myself, or we ask ourselves, why is Dibley so invested in exonerating the person who took the food?
That's a great question.
Why does, if you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm Dibs is the king of one-liners.
Right.
So the it's a good Evan one-liner. Has no beef.
Right.
Was his contribution to it.
What he's saying is, Evan doesn't have a gripe. Evan's got no complaints, meaning that food was Jack's, and anybody could have taken it, and that anybody might have been... Might have been Dan Dibley.
Nah, he's a vegetarian.
Well, he was. That's what makes this a little more interesting.
Why? He said he was. Look at you. What true detective.
We got a crossover.
Evan, how hungry are you right now, bud? I wish I could just give you something, man.
I'm starving.
Man.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
By the way, what's bugging you? Brought to you by Adco Pest Control.
Yeah, you can take my spot today. You can take my spot today. Man.
Let him go at it.
925 says, here's a question, Evan. Did Evan label the food? He didn't.
But do we really have to do that nowadays?
It's another good question.
If you look in the fridge and you don't see your food, why is there an inclination to take something that isn't yours?
In my whole life of working in corporate or anywhere, I might have taken a soda, but I could never do that.
I'd probably have done it when I was younger.
Look at you.
I wouldn't do it.
In the last couple of days.
I mean... Yeah, it depends how hungry I am.
Somebody says, sounds like Jack's got jacked.
That's a three.
Yeah, oh boy.
And, you know, somebody also sharing the sentiment that Evan had from the 415 and the Xfinity Mobile text line. If they were only going to eat half, they should have just thrown the rest away.
At least Evan
would have been like, shoot, it's gone. But leaving half is just infinitely more.
Yeah, cover your tracks.
There you go.
Yeah, hey, let's just give Clay $30 million.
I didn't say...
Give him a starting role, even if he stinks.
But talk to me right now.
Oh, no, that's a great strategy.
What in-house replacements or possibilities that you feel comfortable with?
I told you.
Pods, Moody? I love both of them. They don't shoot like Clay.
Pods does. He does. Look at his numbers.
Can you do that times four?
Here's the
other
thing.
That amount of volume, and to be able to just get it, rise, and jack... Hey, Steiny, that could actually be what's going to happen. But nah, man, this team.
If you ask me right now, hey, Steiny, which team is better? I'll give you this. Here's your starting five. Which team is better? Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, or Steph, Moody, and Pajemski, Wiggins, Draymond Green, Trayce Jackson-Davis? I would say, I don't know. About the same. Maybe a little better.
But wouldn't the betting favorite be the first?
Why?
Because
he's declining.
And they
Do you think Moody's getting better?
Yes.
Do you think Pajemski's getting better?
I do.
Do you think Clay's getting better?
No.
Okay.
But his getting worse is better than those guys where they're at getting better.
Rank those three players defensively.
Moody, Pods, and Clay.
Okay.
Or Pods, Moody. Yeah, Moody, Pods, and Clay.
Yeah. I'm kind of with
you. But there's an offensive component to that,
too. Rank those players as passers.
Yeah, Pods. Pods, Moody,
Pods,
Clay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
What about as rebounders?
Oh, man, Pods.
Yeah, you know it. I'm looking at, what's the one? Pods. 1 year in the NBA, played 1 year in college. First year in the NBA, he shot 38.5% from three-point range. Clay shot 38.7.
Who else shot better than Pods and Clay?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that,
Stiney? What's the volume on that?
Is it back to Wiggins?
Nope.
Who shot better? Oh.
The guy that you tear down for his three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I already know.
Who?
Moody.
No.
Who?
Draymond Green shot better than Clay.
In the first half, yeah.
The whole season.
Dre improved, but you know what I'm saying.
Goo.
Those weren't in the second half. Those weren't. That didn't even exist.
Yeah, no, but to Goo's point, he's not a three-point threat.
That's
like Wojcicki shoots better than Clay from three, but he's not as much of a three-point threat.
It's not his game. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? I'm talking about Clay's. It's part of his game. It's the one thing he has left right
now.
Does
he? Doug, he doesn't, though. I mean...
Listen, would try to improve everything around him, roll it out there, and hope he can get a better quality of shot or just be better, be more consistent. But, Stoney, I got to tell you, you were norm when I bring home a report card with a 3.0 and he wants a 3.8 or 9 when you talk about let's just put this under a microscope, the 4 for 10s. Okay. When it was all said and done, it comes out in the wash, it's 38, it's 38.
Look. Right, and Pod shot 38, but you're not giving him his 38. Yeah.
I just want to ask you, because I don't want to sound like, I love Pod. How many threes did he take on the year, Pods?
Well, 4.3 a game, and I think he played all
and
year.
And Clay's is what, eight or nine?
Right, so is that good or bad for Clay or Pods?
I would say Clay doing that at that clip, 38 is more impressive than 38. And you're only taking four, forget Pods' name, whatever said player is going to take 4 or 5 more threes a game, if that were to happen, that's where I'm like, you're not Klay Thompson or a guy of that caliber, regardless who the player is. Just be careful if he lives.
Be careful of what? What are you careful
trying
of?
Trying to replace
that. You didn't even make
shooting.
The playoffs. Yeah. You haven't made the playoffs 3 of 5 years.
You're speaking my language that way.
No, I'm not. Because you want to re-sign Clay.
But
and
you
no
didn't
matter
make
what.
It not just because of him. It was team-wide.
Right. Yeah. I know you believe it, but I can't believe you believe it.
My point is how I went to sleep, Stoney and Evan, is you can keep Clay and you still can get better by making other moves.
Right.
I think that's what I would name my song on Keep Clay. You can keep Clay, not break the bank, and go somewhere else and do some other maneuvers and get better. Better quality of shot.
So you're prepared, again, to go to next year and play Clay Thompson more than Pajemski and more than Moody?
I am. Okay. I am. Snotty, I am.
Why?
Because I'm trying to win it all. But I'm not trying to see if some guys, and they're good. They're good young players, Donnie. They're going to be a partner. They're going to have a job. But I'm not trying to see them go through their puberty and come up.
They might be better than Clay right now, Goo. I'm not saying they are, but they may be better than Clay halfway through the year.
But if you're right, then there's no way. Then Clay wouldn't even get an offer from the team because he would just be in the way.
Well. Listen,
you know what I mean.
I was talking about this to Evan yesterday. The reason Clay is so dicey is because no matter what happens, you gotta do it the right way. The Golden State Warriors cannot lose Clay Thompson under the appearance of they kicked him to the curb. If Clay Thompson ends up on another team. The perception has to be that, you know what, the Warriors really wanted him, but this other team paid him $32 million, and then Warrior fans would be like, wow, that's a lot. That. I guess we got it.
So
the
optics.
I got it.
The optics.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I really do. But, oh boy. Go ahead.
So if Orlando or a team like that, let's just say Philly, offered Clay $30 million, you would understand that, right?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
wouldn't you?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. That speaks to his value. But I think he's had what we deem – we watched the fall off from a physical standpoint – And we've kind of lost sight of still pretty damn good from deep. I'm not telling you he's Michael Cooper on defense.
He's one-dimensional.
Yeah. But you gotta use that one dimension. Mm. All right, I'll say this to that. All right, he's one dimensional and he's 38% from three. I'll give that a B+.
What's Moody or Pajemski?
What's their best facet?
Well, both those guys are better defenders. Pajemski's a better rebounder. They're less volatile than Clay. Like when Clay's good, he's phenomenal.
And
like
you know what,
Clay, look. I was throwing this at Evan. I said, okay, how many games last year did Clay have heaters? 9 for 14 from three?
Like 40% of the games.
No chance. He probably had like seven. I'm talking about big boy games. Not 4 for 11, not 5 for 11, but like the old Clay Thompson. And he had a few of them, there's no doubt.
But he's a threat every game. To be able to win you the game. And the one thing I hate about this is the game that they lost, Steiny, if he would have hit 5 of those shots, they still were going to lose.
So like, that makes
that's
it
how many
okay?
times I'm playing that. Like, no, there were other things glaring in that game outside of Clay couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Some guys
couldn't even create a shot outside of Kuminga and Moody and Pods. Like, not forget it going in. It was so... They were so choked out defensively that it was like only the young guys could put it on the floor. And I'm like,
so you're gonna
they were in the Warriors' jockstrap.
So you're
going to
pay a guy $28 million a year who needs more help from teammates than he's ever needed in the past.
But we're going to go get that help. We're paying them predicated on we're going to go make some moves. It could be Kuminga. It could be Wiggins. It could be a combo or other guys. A move is imminent regardless if Clay stays or goes. So that's what I'm rolling the dice on.
Let me ask you this.
Being proactive, Steiny.
Let me ask you this.
The game.
You just paid him 2 years. What about if he gets off to the same start he got off to last year?
And you have to.
When it's all said and done. Are you putting him on the bench again? So, Klay Thompson, you just paid him $28 million a year. He starts the first 25 games, and now Steve Kerr and us are all going, you got to move Klay to the bench.
But can you? Okay, I'll ask you this, Donnie.
Are you moving him to the bench?
Can you afford to? Like, when you do that deal, if you give him those ducats, it's almost like, I want to say another word, F it. It ain't ducat, but you know, it's like, that's what you're signing up for. But what about what you just told me before break?
What?
The optics. If you sign him, I'm not saying scholarship. It's almost like you're riding or dying with them.
Why would you do that, Goo? Well, why would you ride?
Then
just say, you know what, Steiny? You're saying winning is less important than keeping these guys together. Man.
And I'm doing that deal predicated on it gives me the best chance to win if we hit a home run out with our other moves. Because there's going to be some other moves.
Evan?
I'm just being proactive. And I get
what do you think about that? You like Guru's theory?
Repeat it.
That Klay Thompson is not what ails this team. And if I could get him 2 for 56 at $28 million, the substance of next season is going to be determined or predicated on the other moves around this team that could include a Wiggins or a Kuminga or others. So Clay's specialty is still a specialty to me, which is outside shooting. And I just feel like the Warriors cannot take on that task of replacing that and getting better around the other things that ail the team. So I'm re-signing Clay, and I'm getting better elsewhere so we can be a better offense with more continuity, and maybe he gets better looks.
Well, I do agree that the one thing that Clay does well is something they lack, which is volume three-point shooting.
And
they wouldn't be able
to...
Oh,
they got a volume three-point shooting.
Well, you also... Yeah. I mean, you need someone to take them.
You're right.
Hey, Evan, not to pit you against Steiny and I do well.
Hold on.
I would say that there are ways you could... allocate the money in better ways.
Wow.
I mean, if you're paying $28 million a year for a player that isn't quote-unquote the problem and also isn't necessarily the solution, that's a pretty hefty investment.
And I mean, to me, there's a there's a flaw in your logic that is monstrous.
Give it to me, because I want to go back to Evan.
You're going to try to go about improving your team, knowing that Klay Thompson will be worse next year than this year.
Well, you don't know that.
But come on, guys. You got to be real.
What's he going to do? Get better defensively?
No, he could just have a better, more consistent offseason. And Steiny, he shot 38% in what you call the abyss. You feel like there's no way he can improve.
The average guard last year shot 37 from three. 37% is average now for a two guard.
So he's an above average 3-point shooter.
Right. Yeah, by one percentage point.
What if that went up to 40? Like, you're robbing him of that.
Right, and you're assuming he will be that.
Okay, all right.
And that is crazier than me assuming it won't happen, because he's 34, and he's declined the last 2 years.
Let me run this by you.
What if he comes off the bench where he shot over 40%?
Well, my thing with Klay coming off the bench is that's going to be dicey, too.
Oh, man. Because, like, I don't even think that's on the table.
What?
Like, him in those negotiations would be like, you love me or you don't. I'm not coming off the bench. And that could be a deal breaker.
I can't. So you're going to sign Klay Thompson to $28 million a year. Well, first of all, he came off the bench last year. You're going to sign Klay Thompson for 34-year-old Klay Thompson for $28 million a year. With the demand of him saying, oh, by the way, you know, I'm starting these 2 years.
I think it's a natural demand. Like I said, he got his position back. If you want, I know it's semantics, but he was starting at the end, Steiny. He started their last game. My thing to you is, we're at the same place. You just said
I'm not at the same place.
You said, "Goo, it's how it looks." And I'm saying, I'm going to give him his money, because I think we could still win with him shooting at 38 or improving. But what's the difference in you saying, keep Klay, or, oh, the Warriors got to be careful on how it looks?
Let me be clear.
I still think they can win with them. But you're saying you got to be careful of how it looks.
No, what I'm saying is, the Warriors as an organization need to be careful of how it looks. Optics. To me, Matt Steinmetz, I don't give a rat's ass how it looks. I just want to know, is he back or not? Like, that part I don't care about personally. But just the idea that...
They're killing me on the text line.
I'm out on you here.
Evan, my last thing to you about Steiny and Klay, and I mean this. Do you think it's fair that he goes into so deep about the 38% consisted of 3 of 10. There were more to. What about a guy like me that says, you know what, when it was all said and done, he was at 38%?
Yes, but I think the question is, how many games does he win you versus how many games does he lose you? And that game has moved in the opposite direction more in recent memory. Like, for example, me and Steiny were talking about this at the cafeteria yesterday, because Steiny said something along the lines of, well, he can still sometimes win you a game.
Yeah,
sometimes. And I would ask you, what was the highest total points that he scored in a single game this season?
I would say 34.
It's close. Low 30s. Okay, 2 years ago, so his first full season off of injury, what was the highest point total he scored in a game?
I want to say 40-something.
He scored 54 in a game against the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, damn.
So in a single season, he has gone from a guy that could potentially get you 50 to a guy whose ceiling is 32. That is a steep drop-off. That's why I feel like if he comes back, his role would be better suited off the bench, because there he doesn't kill you, but he can help you if he's got it going.
And I know people hate this.
They don't like my $28 million. That's a lot of it, too. Go ahead.
Well, and people may not like this, but like the thing I'm getting at with Klay. Okay, I do think there's two kinds of 38-39%. Just like I think there's a difference when a guy who has 40 homers, but half of them are with runners on base, as opposed to a home run hitter who has 40 home run and 32 are with the bases empty and you're down 5 runs. Like, I think there's a difference there.
Alex Roberts.
If you take out the 5 outlier 3-point games for Klay.
I see where you're going, man. Like,
he was 11 for 16 against Portland. It was a 20-point lead. I'm sorry, he was 6 for 10. Yeah, okay, great. 20-point win against Portland. I mean, 7 for 15 against Chicago.
All right. Like, if you don't even need to say, I know it's sports radio, another word. I get what you're saying, but can you look at me when I say this to you? How many did you come in here and we led a show and you started with your opening monologue and said, Goo, I think Klay Thompson's going to get paid, after you kind of left him for dead? You said, didn't you say during this last season,
not necessarily that Klay's by the earned
it, Klay's, not by necessarily other people, by the
word. Okay.
But that meant he was on a heat, that things were looking like, okay, it ain't all bad as I thought. So why can't that happen here?
Because I'll answer that on the other side on 95.7, the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.